My father was the first person to go to college. He went to college a year at a time, and then he'd drop out and work and send a friend of his to college. And the friend would drop out for a year, and he would work and send my father to school. I never saw a black teacher. I never saw a black attorney. Never saw a black accountant. But there was a very charismatic friend of my father's who came to town as a general practitioner. And he was a very flamboyant kind of person. And they used to put black patients in special rooms in the various hospitals around. And he came in and he says, "This is not going to happen." You know, and everybody said, "Okay, we won't." And I just really admired him. So he was my inspiration to be a doctor. And everybody invested in me. And they always told me, "You know, well, you're going to do this. You're going to do this. We're depending on you to do the things that we couldn't do." So I had this obligation, you know, to succeed. And just before I finished medical school, my father passed away. And then I got accepted in the residency here in Milwaukee. Everybody said that Milwaukee, you know, was just really, really great as far as racial aspects were concerned. People said that, you know, black looked good to people in Milwaukee. So.
And this was what year?
This was 1961. We stopped at hotels on US 41 coming into town, and there'd be vacancy signs. But I'd go up there and I'd say, "Oh, no, I forgot to turn the sign off." Could not get a room. So finally, there was one motel that had a main building and several little cottages. And they said, "Well, you can stay in one of the cottages." And there was a Howard Johnson's. So we went to the Howard Johnson and ate, and we came out, and a bunch of young white guys surrounded a car. It's called us a bunch of niggers and, you know, and sambos, and told us to, you know, get out of there and never come back. And I have my family there. I'm supposed to be the protector of them. And it was a horrible experience. This is what America was like. Where was I going to go was any better? You know what I mean? You tell me. This was as good as it was going to get. I didn't like it, but this is what my dad put up with, what my uncles put up with, what my grandfather put up with. I didn't expect it, but once I knew what to expect, I knew how to adjust to it, and we learned the rules. See, every community had rules.
So what happened after your residency?
John Hitz, who was a very prominent ophthalmologist in Milwaukee, perhaps the most prominent, crusty old German, you know, with a genuine heart of gold. And I'd work in his office a half day, and then I'd go to my office the other half day. And I saw how an office could be run. I saw how an ethical physician could practice. You know, when John Hitz put his arm around you, I mean, that was like armor, you know, and people said, "This guy must be pretty good." So he did that over the objection of his two partners, who said that, you know, this is a mistake. Our patient's not going to like having a black person in the office. John Hitz replied to them in his crusty fashion, "This is my practice. And if you don't like it, you can go someplace else and practice, but he's coming in." I did not know about this at the time. John told me about it before he passed away. So then I opened up my practice, and people would say, "Well, you got to go see Dr. Riley." I say, "Dr. Riley," and I'd go back and say, "Geez, you didn't tell me he was black."
You talked about what a wonderful man your father was. Do you feel him in the way you operate, the way you live your life?
My dad was my hero. I mean, there was nothing that he couldn't do. He was such a good speaker. He was so intelligent. He was a good athlete. He was so gregarious. Had he been a child of this age or my age, I don't know what he could have been.